This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I know what you're talking about now with our caricatures up there, Boomer, on CBS Sports Network. We are back on television, but of course it's just audio only, and they've got a couple of pictures of us up there. Well, that little Izzo thing that he made with the giant fat torso and my head resting upon that torso, that was made out of my actual face. So that's why it looks a lot more like me than this thing. But I tell you, this guy is handsome on TV. What they made of me, it looks like a Colin Farrell, the actor, more than it looks like me. But I'll take it, man. I tell you, thank you, whoever made that and thought that I looked anything like that. Because that guy's hot. I got to tell you, man, that guy that's standing next to you is a good-looking dude.
I see that. Well,
you, on the other hand.
Well, you know what? I have very... pronounced characteristics, especially with the size of my head.
Sure.
So it's a little bit easier to make fun of me, which I'm all good with. I can laugh at it. It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I'm just happy to have them back. That's really all I care about at this point. I saw Jerry Recco do the requisite tweet out of his broadcast location. I think I'm the only person not to have done that. And Jerry's got a bunch of Patriot books in there. I saw a Belichick book. I saw a Brady book in there. Who knew that Jerry Recco was reading about the Patriots dynasty in his free time? Good morning, Jerry. What's going on, man?
Who said I was reading it?
I figured when you buy a book, you read the thing.
You would think, but I just thought it was good decor for what's going on in the NFL world these days.
Oh, okay. So you didn't read either one of those books?
No. No. Well, that's not true. The TB12 one I did read a lot of because I find it very interesting the way Brady treats himself and eats and exercises and all that. I read a lot of that. The Belichick one, that's a vacation book, maybe this summer.
Wow, look at the Jerry caricature is spot on. That one is great. I don't know if you're seeing this one, Jerry.
Look fantastic, don't I?
Yeah, you look awesome. That's a really, really good one. Hair's a little longer.
You look incredibly handsome.
I know. I wish if I could somehow look like that in real life, that'd be great. The pronounced jawline, the non-puffy face. I mean, everything is perfect.
Yeah, like you look like an artist really did a good rendering. Boomer, you look like a guy at Great Adventure with the caricature, which is fine. It looks pretty cool. I have one of those of myself. But, gee, you look like just handsome.
I know. I'm telling you. I
thought they were going to put the Jerry head up there that showed up at Rutgers. That would be
cool. That would be cool. My jockey head.
Yes. The jockey head. All right, Jerry, what do you have to tell us, man? Anything?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We actually have, so I was a little panicked by how we were going to do this. How am I going to get some sound? So I got creative yesterday, and of course, James got some stuff too this morning, which is really good. So we've got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to get to. We'll tell you, because the NFL still is front and center, I would think. The Jets over the weekend signing Greg Van Roten and Josh Andrews, so a couple more offensive linemen. They also signed...
That Greg Van Roten played at my Empire Challenge All-Star game back in 2008.
Is that true?
Yeah, he played at Chaminade High School.
Look at that. So a
so
local kid
good.
Comes
yes.
back. Very cool. They also are signing Colts cornerback Pierre Desir. Is that how you pronounce it?
Desir?
Sure. Yeah.
Desir? Desir? Anyway.
I thought it was Desir.
It looks like the Patriots are signing, well, Brian Hoyer's back. That sounds awesome.
That's and the Emmanuel third time.
Sanders, yes, and Emmanuel Sanders to the Saints. Now, a couple of things with Brady. Did you guys notice, and I don't know how I didn't pick up on this on Friday, did you notice the way he ties his hoodie?
I did not, no.
You didn't pick up on that in the photo? I felt like that kind of went viral, as they call it.
Yeah, I know. For some reason, I did not. I don't know
take
how I missed
look.
It.
Take a look. If you get a minute, take a look at the photo online of him signing his contract. Looks kind of ridiculous. Anyway, that having been said, we know he wears number 12. So does Chris Godwin of the Bucks. He was on Bleacher Report, and he was asked if he will give up that number for Brady, of course.
Out of respect, you know, I kind of defer that to him. But if you don't want it, by all means, I'm a
chief. I'm pretty sure that he will want it. So if Godwin can't wear 12, what does he do?
I do not have a second favorite number, but what I will say is I'm not a fan of the 80 numbers.
Not a fan of the 80 numbers. Whatever happened to that? I feel like when we were kids, no one wore numbers in the tens. Now right. Everybody wants the number in the tens. In terms of Tampa getting Brady in, here is more Godwin. This was on Sirius NFL Radio. He says, bring him on. Team psyched.
I don't know how you can't just be, like, ready to go, like, right now. You know what I mean? So I was excited. I know Mike's excited. I know all the guys here are excited and, like, just kind of prime ready to go.
How could you not be? So that's happening there. You've also got, which is kind of cool, little kids checking in that are pretty psyched. Here's, I don't know who this is, but it's an unnamed child on social media fired up for Tom Brady coming to Tampa. Now, perhaps that can replace Al's Go Bucks little drop. Go Bucks.
That sounded like Evan when Sam Darnold got drafted. That kid have his shirt on or no?
I don't know if she did or she didn't. I'm not really
sure.
I
was a little girl. I didn't know.
One thing that has happened over the weekend has been athletes from all over the place checking in, including one, Ben Roethlisberger, who looks like he's been in a cave for the last 3 months. I know, not great. Here was Ben saying, hey.
Hey, everyone. Ben Roethlisberger here. Just wanted to take a moment to make a quick video to let everyone know that we're doing well here, locked down in the house.
And that's most important, locked down in the house is what he said there. Makes sense. And then showing that he's just a man of the people, he went around the room to find out what, like, his family is doing. He had his one son, I do this, his one daughter does this, and then he went to his other son. This is a good dose of reality for much of society.
Benjamin?
Hitting golf balls in the backyard.
Awesome. So as you can see, there's lots of different things you can do as a family.
Yeah, let's hit golf balls around our backyard. Come on.
I know. He's like, Daddy, meet me on hole number 12 in the backyard.
I don't know why I found that so funny. I thought that was kind of interesting. Speaking of Ben, one of his former teammates, Antonio Brown, I guess they had this possible fight. Who is this Logan Paul? He's like a fighter on social media?
Yeah, so he's one of the guys I saw down in Miami. Remember when I went to that DAZN card in Miami?
Oh, that's right.
And he fought another YouTuber that day, and he beat him pretty easily and pretty quickly. So, yeah, he is, I guess, Logan Paul and then Jake, or was it Jake Paul? It was Jake Paul who I saw. Logan Paul is his brother, and they both are fighters that now have launched themselves into this, like, YouTube celebrity boxing thing, and they're tied in with DAZN. I saw Jake Paul. I'm sorry. Logan Paul is the one who wants to fight Antonio Brown.
Okay, well, TMZ caught up with him this weekend, and that fight's not going to happen. And then he reached out to Brown. I guess Brown reached out to him on social media, and they had an interesting exchange.
He said something like, I'm expecting a national apology, and I said, I'm sorry you're a bitch.
That's a little rough. So they go back and forth, but that's over. They said that fight is not happening.
Well, that's too bad. I guess Antonio Brown really thinks that he's going to get back into the NFL. The second that he gets rebuffed from every NFL team, he'll be back trying to fight. But for some reason, I feel like he's going to end up on a team.
Yeah, a couple of other things. Probably. A couple of other things. Jameis Winston did thank the Buck fans for his time in Tampa, saying he has love and respect for them. Nelson Aguilar to the Raiders. And the NFL will hold the draft next month as planned, but it's going to be a studio show. So I do applaud them for going forward with stuff, and they are doing the right thing by moving it into the studio.
So I'm going to ask you a question. You think Jameis Winston looks like an idiot now for not taking the contract offer supposedly the Bucs were offering him towards the end of last year?
Yes, of course. I mean, and he's going to end up being a backup somewhere. I don't imagine that there's going to be a situation where he can start, but I'm sure he's regretting that.
No doubt. Did you guys also notice on Friday the whole thing with Aaron Judge? He met the media in some capacity. Says he's feeling better. The rib injury is healing. But he also mentioned he had a collapsed lung.
I did not.
Where? I saw that.
Wow. Collapsed lung is nothing. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, talk about the time off really helping him along the way. And speaking of time off, Blue Jays president Mark Shapiro said Sunday MLB will need at least a month of spring training before they can actually have games begin. Right now, there is no start date to the season. All we know from baseball is that they pushed it back to, at the earliest, mid to the latter part of May. And that even seems like that's not going to happen if you listen to everything that we are listening to on a daily basis. Jazz forward Rudy Gobert tweeting Sunday he has lost his sense of smell and taste as part of the coronavirus he contracted. So,
yeah, you know what about that? I heard you guys talking about that in the warm-up show. So I am
5:45 to 6.
Yeah, that's right. I was waiting for that. So the doctor in Spain that has been tweeting out all of his symptoms also had that in there, and I found that to be very, very strange. There's some sort of medical term for it that I had to look up. When I looked it up, I said loss of taste and smell. That is bizarre. And he also had a symptom on top of that where he had a tough time recognizing things, which was even stranger to me. And
that's
I hadn't
scary.
Heard that at all. But yeah, like someone would say, you know, what's this? And he wasn't able to recall whatever it was. And the taste and smell thing he also had. So that I mean, talk about a bizarre symptom. Losing your taste and smell and then not being able to tell somebody like what they're holding in their hand. I mean, of all the things that could happen to you, that's one of the weirdest that I've heard.
Yeah, I have not heard that before this, so very scary. Other athletes chiming in, one that Boomer knows, his name is Matt Martin. He plays for the Islanders.
Oh, geez.
Hey, Alex fans, I hope everybody's doing well, staying healthy, staying safe, practicing your social distancing. Obviously, it's crazy times right now, and my teammates and I just can't wait to get back on the ice and play in front of you fans.
And then he had a second part of the message, which you really got to Google Matt Martin on Twitter or Instagram, wherever he did this. Because visually, it's spectacular.
Double-digit days now in this quarantine, and we're running out of some ideas, so we're trying to teach Jack some new tricks. We call this one rushing the quarterback.
And so rushing the quarterback, Matt unveils that he's wearing a Boomer jersey, and he puts a Bengal helmet on. Jax is their dog, and Jax rushes the quarterback, and he sprints the other way. Very creative and very fun.
And by the way, Jax ends up with the football, forces a fumble, and runs it back for a touchdown.
He does.
It's
yeah, so I, you know, I know that feeling very well. I was going to take a couple shots at Matt, but given the current circumstances, I think, you know, he won this one. So I'll give this one to Matt. I'll get him back later.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. I know you did a sports minute on it coming up. Canada says they will not send athletes to the Olympic Games in Japan unless they're postponed a year. Now, the IOC did have a meeting this weekend, and a postponement at this point does seem possible, but they're trying to figure out different ways to attack this going forward. Lastly, on Friday, I played you Michael Rapaport. And he had some interesting messages. He did another video yesterday, and I think it's fair to say that he has looked around and he has found some people not taking the home sheltering seriously. So he had some pointed messages for everybody. One, and Al, you're going to love this because this is all about rule following and do what you're told. Hey, Mike, just keep an eye, make sure I didn't miss a bleep. I think I got it pretty good, but here's one where he basically says, stand up and follow what you're supposed to be doing.
Get your f***ing ass in the house. Follow the f***ing rules, and hopefully, this will pass.
That's one. Here was another one.
You want to complain about shows getting canceled and complain about there's no NBA? You don't start following the rules. There ain't going to be no NBA ever.
Which I thought was probably the best one of what he said. I mean, he's right about that. We want everything to come back, and yet you still see people doing things they shouldn't be doing. So that for Michael Rapaport. We'll have more on him coming up. Duke sophomore guard Trey Jones announced he's leaving school early and entering the NBA draft. And Georgia freshman Anthony Edwards also entering the NBA draft as well. And there you have it.
All right, Jerry, thank you. We'll talk to you next hour. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, CBS Sports Network, and, of course, radio.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.